Intravenous medications to convert atrial flutter into sinus rhythm are available, but the time course of cardioversion is generally not rapid. Ibutaloid works in at least 60% of patients with atrial flutter within a relatively short period of time, under an hour as a rule. If it requires more acute treatment than that, one should not count on the ibutaloid to convert the atrial flutter in a short enough period of time. When one gives that drug, of course, one has to be careful of QT prolongation and potential problems with torsade de pointe. There are other drugs that can be given to treat atrial flutter to convert it acutely. Procainamide has been used over the years. Even intravenous quinidine has been used over the years. Again, these drugs not well characterized in terms of the degree of effectiveness, but they may work in two ways. One, they may slow the atrial flutter rate from rates of, say, 280 or so to 240. If that does that, the ventricular rate would slow from a very rapid rate of maybe 140 beats per minute to a slow rate of 120 beats per minute just because of maintaining 2-1 AV conduction. Again, this is generally not the treatment of choice, but it is nevertheless a helpful part of the treatment of patients with atrial flutter when you're trying to manage them acutely because of symptoms associated with rapid ventricular response rate.